You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
The CDC states that 1 in 10 American adults, more than 20 million, have some level of chronic kidney disease. And if the person reaches end-stage renal disease, or what you call total or permanent kidney failure, he or she may need a kidney transplant to survive and live a healthy, long life. I'm very, very grateful to have some amazing special guests here on Wellness for Life. First, we have Dr. Bradley Wardy, the Senior Associate Chair for the Department of Pediatrics and Director of Nephrology at Children's Mercy Hospital from Kansas City. But we also have one of his patients, Brian, but also his twin brother, Andrew. Now, both of them, Brian and Andrew Connor, Brian was cured of his disease, kidney disease, after receiving a healthy kidney from his brother Andrew. Now, welcome everyone. Welcome. Let's start with Dr. Wardy. So, now both of these two young men, Andrew and Brian, are identical twins, but that alone doesn't assure a donor match, does it, Dr. Wardy?
Well, actually, you know, one of the things when you're looking at kidney transplant is ideally you do have a family member being the donor. And Brian and Andrew are unique because they are absolutely identical twins. And that's a very unusual situation when you're looking for someone to get a kidney transplant, because it's obviously rare for anybody with kidney failure to have an identical twin who is healthy and willing to be able to donate a kidney. So it's quite unique in their situation, but it's led to some very unique outcomes for Brian.
You know, for Brian, who had the kidney disease, was this a congenital disease for him?
Brian actually, because they were both born, they had what we call a twin-to-twin transfusion, which is sort of an abnormality that occurs before birth. And so while they're identical, only Brian suffered some kidney injury and not Andrew. So, you know, typically you would say, well, if they're identical twins, then they probably should both have the same kidney disorder. But that was not the case here, because it was sort of an acquired kidney problem that occurred in utero. And so only Brian was affected, even though they are truly identical twins.
Got it. So, you know, being that they're identical twins, that means then Brian got Andrew's kidney, which is identical to what he has. Isn't that correct? Which is considered healthy. So he had one kidney that was defective. Is that right? Or were both of his kidneys defective? So that's why he got the donor.
No, Brian. Brian's case, both of his kidneys were injured. And, you know, Brian did well, really, and through most of his childhood, and ultimately, when he was 19, 20 years of age, he'll tell you exactly, only then did he have to go on dialysis, because both kidneys were not functioning well. So once he needed dialysis, then we knew it was time for him to get a kidney transplant, if at all possible.
Got it. I see. Well, you know, I want to definitely go into talking with Brian, but I wanted to ask you one more thing, Dr. Wardy. Does Brian need those immunosuppressant drugs that most donors, any forms of, you know, any kind of transplants, those patients have to take immunosuppressant drugs that can cause other harm for the rest of their lives? Now, is that correct for Brian as well?
Well, that's really the unique aspect of this whole transplant, is because they are identical, and they're identical not just because of the way they look or the history that we got from the family. We did some very, very sensitive testing, a lot of blood testing, to verify that they were, in fact, identical. And because they are identical, Brian sees Andrew's kidney as himself because they're identical. And so we have been able to, over the first year of Brian's transplant, wean him off of all of his immunosuppressive medication. So he is on no medication whatsoever to prevent rejection, and his body is tolerating this kidney just fine.
Oh, that's a really special case. I mean, it's like a miracle that that's happened. You know, Brian, I'd love to ask you, how did you find out that, you know, or you and your family find out that you had something going on with your kidneys?
So this goes back to when I was younger. I first started going to Children's Mercy and, when I first started seeing Dr. Wardy. I'd want to say I was probably 10 or so, around that age. That's when it was first determined that I had a kidney problem.
Well, what were the symptoms that you had that indicated that you had kidney? I mean, what were you feeling physically?
Symptoms really didn't start coming up until I was about 17 or 18, right before dialysis at the beginning of college. At that time, I started getting very tired. I'd sleep a lot, shortness of breath, just exhaustion throughout the day. Even doing minimal tasks would leave me very tired.
So then, obviously, it affected your studies and your physical activities and sports.
Yeah.
And then you said by 17 you had to start getting what's called dialysis. Is that right?
I started 2014. So I was 18, I'd say. Yeah, I started. I did dialysis for 9 months, and then I got the transplant.
Right. And did you find out, did Dr. Wardy tell you that ultimately it's best to have a transplant for you? And
definitely the best option.
Right. And in your mind, and in your either that or dialysis, but dialysis can't be something that you can really do for the rest of your life without having other health issues.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, once you all talked about it, how did you feel that it may be coming from your brother?
Relieved, obviously. You know, he stepped up the plate, and I think he knew in the back of his mind he'd eventually have to step up to it. And, you know, I was overjoyed thinking, like, hey, I don't have to do dialysis anymore. You know, it's such a burden on my body and just fills up a lot of time in my schedule. And so I think my whole family was really excited about the idea of me getting a transplant for my brother.
Right. And you've had your brother's kidney, and now, of course, I mean, it's pretty much identical to you. So your new kidney, for how long then? How long have you had it?
Just over a year.
Wow, that's great. I'd love to talk to Andrew. Andrew, you're the donor, and you gave your brother an amazing gift here. Was it difficult for you to make that decision, Andrew?
No, not really. I've got two kidneys and he needs one, so I figured it was a pretty obvious decision, and I didn't really have to make up my mind. It was right there for me.
It was easy. You know, it's a good thing. But you know, when you did do it, how did you feel afterwards? Did you feel that you know you were just as strong and your health is just as good as it was before?
Yeah, immediately after I was. Obviously, the surgery, immediately after the surgery, there was some pain just in my gut, and I couldn't do some things like pick up more than 10 pounds for, like, I think it was 6 weeks, and there was a little fatigue, but after about 2 months, I felt pretty much back to my usual self.
That's great.
You know, Suzanne.
15, yes, Dr. Wardy.
I just wanted to say that Andrew makes light of this, but I think it's a great thing, and as we say in the medical world, this is truly the gift of life. And I think that, you know, having a sibling or any family member or a friend who's able to give one sort of a life-saving organ, that's nothing to be minimized. It's a great thing that he did, and I know Brian's very appreciative.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I really am so, so happy that both of you, Andrew and Brian Connor, were on this show. And Dr. Wardy, thanks so much for your expertise. Really appreciate having all three of you here. All right, I put a link on my Wellness for Life radio show page on Radio MD. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.